This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll continue our conversation with Busman's Turkey Farm of Gillespie. The Busmans have been serving families around the area since 1955, and as Craig told us yesterday, the turkeys are dressed at the farm and sold fresh for Thanksgiving. Today we'll find out what goes into raising the turkeys, as well as what project the Busmans are planning to add to their farm. I want to talk a little bit more about raising the turkeys. You had mentioned to me you purchased them when they're a day old, and so obviously they're older than that now when they're ready for market, so to say. What goes into raising them?
We buy the turkeys a day old. We get them from a hatchery in Michigan, Jansen's Hatchery in Zeeland, Michigan. We bought birds from them since my dad started. It's a family-run hatchery. I think they got bought out a couple years ago, but the original family's still there. And usually they bring our birds down in the truck. They'll have 40,000 turkeys, and they'll have our 900 or 800 turkeys in the back. And if it's real hot out, we got to meet them like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning up by Chicago I-80. Then we'll come back, and we're usually back here by 6 or 7 o'clock. And we got to keep them about 100 degrees the first 2 weeks, keep them warm. A couple years it's been cool in July, so it's been kind of a battle keeping them warm. But we have on our brooders, we give them water in their feed, we give them crumbles, and then we keep them on the brooders for at least 2 or 3 weeks. And then when they start putting feathers out, we have a little cardboard wall around the brooder. Then we leave them run over the whole building, and then we leave the brooders on, so if they want to eat the brooders and get warm, if not, they can go away from the brooders.
And you said you feed them crumbles. What's the crumbles made of?
It's just the regular feed. It's just like a crumble. It's for the so they can eat it. It's real fine.
Corn, soybean.
Yeah, it's probably a mixture of that. It's like a little starter feed. And then we'll do that for probably the first month. And then when they get bigger, I have the regular feed brought in and give them that.
And you have other parts of your farm than just the turkeys, but you are certified organic. Maybe explain that a little bit.
The farm certified organic. I never did do the turkeys because the cost involved, the price, they're probably very expensive. We kept the turkeys conventional, but the farm is certified organic, and so is my other farm. We didn't think the price, what they charge, would work. I've had people ask me to do it, but I just haven't had time to do it. Maybe later on we might try to do that, but I've been certified organic since 2001, and I started that farming, and first started here at the turkey farm, and I had another farm west of town, and I did parts of that. I had whole farm certified by 2007.
Although the turkeys aren't labeled as certified organic, the way you raise them is very similar.
Well, it would be if we put them out on range. We don't have them on range. We just kept them in a building. I'm not set up to do that. We can put them pasture. You could do it that way. But working full time and doing other things, I just haven't done it that way. But eventually we look at it. We might do it later on.
Hopes to continue the turkey farm into the next generation. I know we're going to be talking with your son here in just a minute. But plans for the future?
We'll see if they want to be interested in it. You know, it's my mom and I have done, and my wife had done this the last 30 years. So we'll see if the kids, if they want to do it or not. You know, a lot of kids don't like to do this stuff. So it's challenging. There's always regulations we go by, you know, we respect it all the time. And there's things we got to improve on and keep up with everything. And it's hard for the small operators to compete with the big ones. That's just the way it is.
I think there are probably fellow farmers listening to this, and they can relate if they're a smaller operation. Now we're going to talk with your son, Michael. Michael, I know your dad mentioned you guys help out a little bit around here. There's another part of the farming operation that you're going to be expanding soon. But just tell us a little bit about you. Are you still in college, graduated? Just a little bit about yourself.
My name is Michael Busman. I just graduated college just this spring. The thing we're expanding on our farm is we're going to introduce organic grass-fed cattle. And I actually got the idea in my entrepreneurship class with Dr. Carner at Westminster College. And I really, really grew the idea and really saw the possibility of it. And we're actually implementing it this year. We actually got the cows a few weeks ago, and we plan on processing them in a year. And it's pretty exciting.
Very exciting to be expanding and trying something new. You have a specific breed of cattle that you have, crossbred. What do you have?
We have Black Angus and Murray Gray. Later on, we might get Red Angus, but we're starting out with those two now.
Now, to be an organic beef farm, talk a little bit about what the cattle eats. How is this different than a conventional farm?
The cow just eats the organic grass in its paddock. We'll feed it hay during the winter that we process earlier in the summer that's from the same grass that they are eating off of now. And we'll feed that over the winter until it's springtime again. There's no corn fed. We're just going to do pure grass fed. And we have it certified organic. My dad's farm's been certified organic for a couple years now, and we feel like that would be probably the best way to do it.
Any plans in the future possibly to sell freezer beef, or are you just going to be taking them to market and selling them that way, or thoughts there?
Depending on the market and how we receive the demand and how we actually decide to sell them, I feel like we could do freezer, but it's just too early to tell.
Sure. Understandable. Well, Michael, great to talk with you. Craig, also, anything that I have missed or failed to ask that you guys would like to mention?
We appreciate you talking to us and get a view of the small farmer. I think there's maybe one other organic farmer in the county that owns land, but we farm all our own land. It's all certified organic. We enjoy doing that. There's only way I could stay in farming. So it's a lot more work, but I enjoy doing it.
And thanks again to Craig and Michael Bussman of Gillespie for sharing their story with us. Coming up next, we'll have some news about an upcoming hay auction after these messages. Well, it's crazy to think that Thanksgiving is already next Thursday, and that means it's also time to start thinking about livestock feed over the winter. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction is slated to start the first weekend in December, and I talked with Mike Hamilton to see what types of hay would be up for bidding.
We've been getting a lot of phone calls, people wanting to move hay. It was another tough year for making hay right here in this immediate area with all the rain we had, but there is some good hay out there, and then there will be a fair amount of grinding hay. So I know we've been talking to some people in Iowa and Kansas, and they were kind of in the same shape we were in. They had a lot of rain, but there was some areas that, you know, didn't get the rains, and they produced some really nice hay, and a lot of that hay is planted on coming to our auction. So should have a pretty good selection of small squares, round bales, and then 3x3s of alfalfa, alfalfa grass.
And I was going to say, all different types of hay, cattle, horses, whatever your needs are.
Yep, we'll have it all, and like I say, there will be variations in quality. You'll have some high-end dairy hay, and then, like I say, there should be a lot of round bales of either stock cow hay or grinding hay, as it's referred to. So should be a lot of hay out there to move, and we're looking forward to getting started on December 3rd.
And for those that attend, the way you have the auction set up, it is really easy to walk around to look at the hay and see what you might be interested in before bidding.
Yeah, it's everything that we sell is on the lot, and we start receiving hay on Fridays. This year we're starting our receiving time at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll receive hay on Fridays up until 6 o'clock in the evening, and then again on Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. and the auction will start at 11.
Would you prefer that people give you a call if they're going to be delivering hay? What would you like them to do?
Oh, it really doesn't matter. The more information we know about what's coming, we advertise on the internet, and I'm on the phone all the time talking to buyers. So yeah, if we know of something coming, it sure helps us out and it helps the seller. But we do have a person there from 10 a.m. on Fridays until 6 in the evening to receive hay.
Sounds good. And, Mike, I guess just a good reminder to let us know when the first auction is going to be held and the time that starts and where you're located.
Okay. It'll be Saturday, December 3rd, and the auction starts at 11 a.m. We're real easy to get to. We're located off Highway 255 and Fosterburg Road at exit 13. If you're coming from 255, we're north of the interchange there, about 500 feet. You make a left. We got a big sign up out there that says Hamilton Hay Auction. and just get on Wolf Road and follow the signs back. We're easy to get to. The roads are getting wide, and we can accommodate, you know, tractor trailers or whatever you need to bring.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.